The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ, according to St. John. Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was made nothing that has been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness grasped it not. There was a man once sent from God whose name was John. This man came as a witness to bear witness concerning the light, that all might believe through him. He was not himself the light, but was to bear witness to the light. It was the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, he gave the power of becoming sons of God to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. John bore witness concerning him, and cried, "This was he of whom I said, He who is to come after me has been set above me, because he was before me, and of his fullness we have all received grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has at any time seen God. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has revealed him." And this is the witness of John, when the Jews sent to him from Jerusalem priests and Levites to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he acknowledged and did not deny, and he acknowledged, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They therefore said to him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What hast thou to say of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said Isaiah the prophet." And they who had been sent were from among the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou art not the Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John said to them in answer, "I baptize with water. But in the midst of you there has stood one whom you do not know. He it is who was to come after me, who has been set above me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to loose." These things took place at Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming to him, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me there comes one who has been set above me, because he was before me.' And I did not know him, but that he may be known to Israel. For this reason I have come baptizing with water." And John bore witness, saying, "I beheld the Spirit descending as a dove from heaven, and it abode upon him. And I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He upon whom thou wilt see the Spirit descending and abiding upon him, he it is who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have bore witness that this is the Son of God." Again the next day John was standing there, and two of his disciples. And looking upon Jesus as he walked by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. But Jesus turned round, and seeing them following him, said to them, "What is it you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which interpreted means master, "where dwellest thou?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. Now Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who had heard John and had followed him. He found first his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is interpreted Christ. And he led him to Jesus. But Jesus, looking upon him, said, "Thou art Simon, the son of John. Thou shalt be called Kephas," which is interpreted Peter. The next day he was about to leave for Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph of Nazareth." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Behold, a true Israelite in whom there is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." Nathanael answered him and said, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art King of Israel." Answering, Jesus said to him, "Because I said to thee that I saw thee under the fig tree, thou dost believe. Greater things than these shalt thou see." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."